Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, it's me, Ishan Akbar, and welcome to 929, a new podcast from Fiverr.com. Each episode of 929 has a different guest imparting a different lesson on how you at home can grow your business. They'll give you one key piece of advice based on years of experience, and all you have to do is give them 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your time in return. Today, you'll hear from Madeline Nelson, aka possibly the most organized woman in New York. Whereabouts are you sitting?
I have this beautiful desk set up in my kitchen. I actually have a desk set up in every room in the house, guys.
Now, Madeline Nelson is a big biscuit in the music scene. She managed 90s R&B supergroup Blackstreet, was senior vice president of A&R at Sony Music, and now manages her own music company, Heads Music, which she founded as a response to being told no woman would ever be the head of a major music label.
My company, by the way, is staffed only by women.
Oh, wow, nice. And here I was thinking I was going to apply for an internship because it sounds so great, but there we go.
We take one male intern every summer.
Take me. Now, when it comes to logistics, Madeline is a force to be reckoned with. So I wanted to get to the bottom of how she, as such a busy entrepreneur, stays so on top of things and how you at home can do the same. Right, let's go. So our guest today is Madeline Nelson. Hello, Madeline.
Hello.
Hi. So Madeline, tell us, what is the lesson you want to impart on our listeners today?
My lesson is about staying organized and keeping to a routine.
Okay, now, Madeline, I say this with all the love in my heart and with all the respect in my heart, but that sounds like something my mum used to tell me when I was a teenager all the time. So, Madeline, you consider yourself a logistics person. Can you describe this feature of yours?
I absolutely can. Let me just first say it's the least glamorous thing I believe anyone can be. And people like to think my job is glamorous, but I am the person who is on the other side of my business, making sure that all things are in place. I need to understand everybody's job, or I won't be able to understand that all of these things are functioning properly, that, you know, the engine is moving as it should be.
So tell me this, because you're in the creative business, right? Music is a creative business.
Right.
This kind of approach, which is organized and it's about tidying your mind, what do you think is kind of the percentages between it being too rigid to stifle creativity or vice versa? Do you think it helps creativity having this level of organization?
You would think that it would stifle creativity.
Yeah.
But what I find with all of my artists is that the level of organization we have, it helps them. So our artists become free to simply deliver their music to us.
Yes, I was going to say, because there is this stability that comes from being so organized, I guess it just free up the space for creativity to flourish.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was a kid, I worked for a TV show called It Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's how old I am.
as a comedian, you're making the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah, it was so great. Like a great way to start my career. Yeah. But the executive producer of the show wrote the entire script every season. And that's a whole lot of writing. That's a whole lot of work. So he wasn't only writing the script, you know, he was also executive producing the show. And I had the task of going to get his dry cleaning every week.
Okay.
And about 4 weeks in, it was a summer day. It was really hot. You know, my arms were like dripping sweat from the plastic bags. And I was really upset that I was going to get his laundry. And I came into the office huffing, puffing, and I slammed it down. And I said, I am better than this. I don't understand why I have to pick up your dry cleaning. This is beneath me. And he looked up from the script he was writing. And he said, because if I was picking up the dry cleaning, Madeline, the script wouldn't get finished. And That was a, it was a moment for me because it really, something stuck in my head about what has to happen on the back end in order for the show to go on.
If you are an entrepreneur or business owner or an employee who wants to try and grow your business, they might be listening to this at this point and think, well, I want to grow my business. Can I really spend my time just trying to get everything in order first when I'm missing opportunities to grow my business?
It is time well spent. Think about it like preparation.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the nitty-gritty of you being able to deliver, if you have not prepared, if you have not organized, you will fall short. There's just nothing more important than organizing yourself before you step out as an entrepreneur.
If you're like me, which is your attention span is quite low, you don't have that much attention to detail, what tips would you have for someone like me who's just not very good at that stuff naturally?
Well, one of the biggest things would be to keep a to-do list. So I write it all down with little check boxes. And those check boxes are like magic little boxes to me. Every time I put a check mark in one, guys, I don't, if there's 100 and I can even only check one, I feel like it's major.
Sometimes what I do is when I do a to-do list, I write make a to-do list and then tick that off.
I got to try that because I like checking the boxes off. That's a good one. A to-do list, honestly, it's like magic. It gives you a real gauge for how serious you are. It helps you to measure yourself.
And what's the best time to do that? You know, because let's say I'm running a business. I'm thinking about my business 24/7. When am I going to find the time to sit down and make a list?
My trick is that I do it at night.
Okay.
If you ever notice when you're like done with your day, all the thoughts come flowing in. That's when you write it down. And so you're starting with that the next morning and then you just add to it.
Yeah, I reckon I'm going to do that as soon as this call is over. I'm just going to go to bed, even though it's very early evening.
Just so you can take some notes.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, you know, for now, for all of us globally, we're in this unprecedented kind of place. How are you keeping organized, both your employees, but also the work that you need to do when everybody's working remotely?
We treat it as if we're going into the office, if that makes sense.
Yep, yep.
So a day at our office usually begins at 10 a.m. And so we have a 10 a.m. check-in.
And that helps everyone just refocus their attention, I guess.
It definitely does. Having a real routine, you know, knowing that I wake up at 6, I exercise at 7, I'm at my desk by 10. People know they can depend on you for those things. And in any business, when people know they can depend on you, you're always going to be the person to get the business. So as an entrepreneur, keeping to a routine becomes extremely important because you want people to know that you are the one they can depend on.
So here's what I've taken from your really amazing and interesting chat today, Madeline. The way to keep organized and stay off top of things is to just buy a very nice notebook that you like and make lots of lists in it.
There's a little more to it than that, Isha. Okay. But listen, those are a couple of the very important basics.
Madeline, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was really great.
929 is a Fiverr podcast. Have a skills gap that prevents you from succeeding? Take a look at Fiverr's e-learning platform, Fiverr Learn, chocked full of online courses led by world-class experts. Grab 30% off your first course exclusive to podcast listeners. Just use the code 929, that's the letters, not the numbers, which is valid until the end of 2020. For more information, visit learn.fiverr.com. And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. For now, though, I've got to go and make a to-do list, so time's up.